This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to be a short week on Wall Street. Markets close early Wednesday, then they are closed entirely on Thursday for the 4th of July. And when I say entirely, that means the after-hours sessions as well. Of course, the trading that gets done between the opening bell and the closing bell gets all the glory, but as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, after-hours matters too.
You can't sit down at a restaurant after it's closed for the day. You can't buy carrots at the farmer's market after the vendors go home. But when stock markets close at 4 p.m. Eastern, the trading continues.
Shares of PPG are soaring in after-hours trading.
On the after-hours, Oracle's up 5% plus or minus.
We've got an earnings alert on AT&T. It's falling in the after-hours session. Let's get to Julia Borsman.
After-hours trading lasts 4 hours till 8 p.m. Eastern. Companies often release news then, and investors can trade on it without waiting for exchanges to turn the lights back on. Last week, Apple announced its chief design officer is leaving and shares dropped by 1% after the bell, erasing nearly $9 billion of the company's value. Pull up the NASDAQ website and you can even watch after-hours trades roll in.
You see 5 shares, 25 shares, 1,000 shares, 1 share, 137 shares.
That's Georgetown finance professor James Angel. We're talking on Skype at about 5 Eastern on a Monday evening. Markets have been closed for an hour, and we're watching Facebook shares. Angel says those small trades are probably retail investors, but then two huge trades come in for 300,000 Facebook shares apiece. We can't tell who made those trades, but given their size, Angel has a hunch.
Probably an institutional trade, probably a mutual fund or a pension fund. And somebody was eager to get that trade done today.
It used to be a lot harder to trade once markets closed. Then, in the 80s, a brokerage called Instanet launched an electronic exchange that let big institutions trade with each other in the evening, like mutual funds and pension funds. By the late 1990s, trading platforms like E-Trade came along and reduced barriers for regular folks, too. Now, says Angel,
anybody can trade after hours. The reality is, very few people do.
The real action is still during the normal trading day. When Angel and I were watching Facebook stock, investors traded 15 million shares when markets were open. After hours, just a few hundred thousand shares moved around. Hillary Kramer at Kramer Capital Research says there might have been more trading if Facebook had announced something big after the closing bell.
Maybe there's lawsuits pending in other countries. Maybe there's actually a slowdown in subscriber user growth.
Researchers have studied this and found that managers strategically use the after-hours session to release bad news, since most traders aren't paying attention. In fact, a lot of managers wait till Friday night to announce this stuff. Researchers also found that when bad news comes out during the late session, stocks don't drop by as much as they normally would. Kramer says she uses the after-hours market to get a jump start on trading, but it can be risky for amateurs.
It's something not to be fooled around with. There's a lot of money to be lost by going extended hours versus standard market hours.
Plus, the fact that so few people are trading in the after-hours session means that markets can swing around by a lot. When that happens, Karen Cavanaugh at Voya Investment Management starts getting phone calls.
Saying, what should we do? How should we play this? Should we get in the market? Should we get out of the market?
Cavanaugh basically advises investment advisors who have clients on the other line. She says clients tend to act impulsively when they see big market movements on their phones or on business shows like CNBC.
Very often, investors will make a contradictory decision, a knee-jerk reaction that is to the detriment of their portfolio.
And they might wake up the next day to find that everything has changed, along with the balance of their investment accounts. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.